Ik zit hier in heel, heel goed gezelschap. Deze heren hebben hier daarnet echt een adembenemend concert, een heel intens concert gespeeld op het podium van Jazz Middelheim. Het laatste concert van die tweede dag Jazz Middelheim 2010. Naast mij Brian Blade, John Patitucci en Danilo Perez. En Danilo Perez, wij waren zo blij dat hij erbij kon zijn dit jaar, want vorig jaar bij het concert van Toets Tielemans heeft hij verstek moeten geven omwille van gezondheidsredenen. Hij heeft daarvan 8 maanden moeten bekomen, helemaal geen fijne periode, maar hij was erbij vandaag, daar zijn we heel blij om. So great, you made up for last year, Danilo. So great you were here this year.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I really was disappointed not to be able to be here last year. But I felt very special tonight. I felt that the music we were playing was beyond words and music. It felt so organic and something was special about it tonight. Beside the music, was just the whole place, the idea of the Achilles tendon rupture. I said, you ain't gonna do it today. You're here now. I brought you here. You're healing back. He was happy to be here, actually.
Great, John. You celebrate your 10th birthday with the quartet in September?
Yeah, next month is our 10th anniversary. Yeah. And I think...
What's changed over the years?
Well, it's a family, you know. We're closer than ever. And we keep getting closer. And I think the wonderful thing about it is it's more than just music or a band, and the way Wayne looks at it is a family affair as well. It's not like a band leader with sidemen. It's a family. Everybody shares and everybody gives 1,000% of their life energy to the music. And I think when people come along for the ride, like tonight, we really felt the audience with us. Yeah. So when they come with us like that, then they're part of the family too. So it sort of broadens, and I really felt like there was a unity tonight. The audience was really giving us a lot of great energy as well.
I think that's one thing that has deepened over this decade together with Danilo and John and with Wayne. It's a chemical bond, you know, that it just becomes that much more unbreakable in a way.
Yeah.
It speaks to your heart and what you hope from life, what you hope from your everyday walk, you know. And so we just sort of extend that as we walk onto the stage every night. We're coming from nothing. We're composing together, but to say coming from nothing might not be correct, but there's no script, so to speak.
You played a long set also, almost an hour without any break. There's no script.
You know, it's very interesting because, you know, when we finished tonight, Wayne said, is that it?
I know, it goes
He
like
was
fast.
Very surprised. You know what I mean? It does feel like, you know, he used to talk about children at the playground. That's what it feels like. But now it feels like we're not trapped in the past and the future. We're trapped in the present. We're so present oriented. We enjoy so much of the process that we could be there. I mean, we could play. I could have kept going, Brian and John, and Wayne. We could have kept going because we just love and feel so together. I love what John, the oneness with the audience today was. They were like the symphony. It felt like a huge symphony today. Every moment was important.
And Wayne is encouraging you guys also. Eh? He was like, wow, what is he doing?
Yeah. He's a special person because, first of all, for all of us, I know since we were young people, I mean, I first started hearing his music, I was about 8, 9 years old. So his influence has been upon me for many years before I even met him. And I met him, I know him a long time, since about 1986. So, but his music for all of us has meant a big deal. It was a big influence, a big part of our development. But to know him as a person and to know him on a family level is a very special thing. It's a big blessing. The other thing is, you know, on top of all that, he's a genius, you see. So he's a musical genius and an artist, but as much of a genius as he is, he's a thoughtful and caring human being. There are a lot of people who are brilliant who are not necessarily, you know, selfless and connected to others. He's a very giving person and very a wonderful person to know. So he's not the aloof genius who doesn't care about anybody. He's quite the contrary. So if you're around somebody like that, that's a thrill, you know, and the fact that we keep going on and sharing this, and we'll go forever, I think, you know, till we can't play anymore. So it's a huge thing for all of us, and he really encouraged us all in a very genuine way. It's not just lip service.
You know, 10 years is significant, but I say, you know, let's just keep playing and look back at another 10 years from now, you know.
Hij is 76, dames en heren, en het lijkt wel alsof hij de eeuwige jeugd heeft. In de jaren 50 speelde hij met Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Hij was saxofonist van het tweede grote Miles Quintet. Daar heeft hij ook veel repertoire voor geschreven. En ook in de jaren 60 maakte hij een aantal klassiekers voor het Blue Note label. Later sticht hij natuurlijk samen met Joe Zawinul Weather Report. En hij werkt als sideman op opnames van artiesten gaande van de Rolling Stones tot Joni Mitchell. En de laatste jaren kwam hij na een stille periode terug met een ijzersterk akoestisch kwartet. En vooral de wisselwerking is echt indrukwekkend. Pianist Danilo Perez verwelkomen we maar wat graag. Vorig jaar kon hij er niet bij zijn tijdens het concert van Toets Tielemans omwille van gezondheidsredenen. Geeft u hem alvast een applaus, dames en heren. Hij is hier vandaag. Na een herstel van maanden en maanden, fijn dat hij erbij is. Hij heeft verder ook de virtuoze bassist John Patitucci en de fantastische drummer Brian Blade. En dan die frontman, dames en heren. Die frontman op saxofoon, de man die allesbehalve teert op oude successen, maar gaat voor het onvoorspelbare avontuur en niets minder. En zo selecteerde hij ook zijn muzikanten. Ze spelen met open vizier en zonder schrik voor het onbekende. En daarnet vertelden ze me nog, in september vieren ze hun 10 jaar samenspel. Geef hen een applaus, het Wayne Shorter Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.